Everybody, well, tonight is Friday night, so this is our paranormal show, Patient Lightship Healing, and date today is June. We're already in June 5th, 2015, and we're on station two, if you're on an archive, and we have station two, which is on Friday and Saturdays. Station one is on the other days of the week, which is Monday and Wednesday. So let's do a clearing for people with situations that they may have had during the week. And the energy is a little strange now. It's kind of like you're on a lily pad floating around and not much is connecting to you from the timelines being released to different matrix energy. So you may feel a change, or you might feel maybe separated from people possibly, or a little distant, might be in fear because you're not connecting to people, something like that. Normally your mind should be a little quieter, but that depends on what's happening to you. Maybe it could be the opposite racing because you think something is wrong, but it's just the timeline's not connecting right now as often and as much as they used to. Oh, here we go. Let's take away situations that you've been dealing with. Releasing that right now. Think of one situation. So releasing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we'll make sure that you're here in the present moment. But you can check your finger. Use your finger exercise. Index finger. See where it's pointing. And it should be pointing straight up, typically. And right in front of you. If not, we'll bring you back. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And check it again. And it normally should be directly in front of you. So let's energize the light beams. We'll do three of them tonight with male energies. And each one will have three light beams that appear and come into your monitor screen. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so we'll see if our co-host is there. Are you out there, Ann?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron, and welcome everyone listening. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Ron has a website, creationlightship.com. It's really worth checking out. You can do some free healings on there. Start to clear yourself of the densities we're stuck with as humans living on this planet, and also get a lot more information about Ron. So we're happy you're all here, and thank you for clearing us, Ron. It's great to kind of feel our, you know, well, in this country anyway, I know we have people from around the world listening, but in this country it's the end of a lot of people's work week, so this is a great place to be and get refreshed, and so thank you. And since you mentioned, Ron, that the energies have been a little, you know, weird or possibly off, and some people might be feeling that, I thought I'd start with this email from someone who's feeling a little discouraged and doesn't know what to do with their life. They cannot connect to people, including their own adult children, and they have been doing healings. They've done some free healings and some as well as some paid healings and clearings. And so they're just wondering, you know, if you can figure out what's going on. She knows in the past she's lost contact with her spirit, and that's, you know, not really going on now. So for some reason her life isn't making sense. So I don't know if it's a recent thing that this person might be going through because the energies are weird, or if this is something ongoing for them.
Well, you must remember, I think it was in, maybe a month ago or so. Remember, we did the, on the conference call we had the first of the year, we checked out the energies of the months, and there's a lot of abductions happening. So very possible maybe those family members are cloned out, and they don't know you. So that might be kind of disturbing, but that's what's going on to humanity here, is that the clones are coming in stronger, and they may not recognize humans, but they may recognize clones. It depends what alien races are connecting to each other. And also, maybe they have, like, maybe a mass mind consciousness. That could be a possibility, or at least the alien groups that are bringing in the different ones. I'm seeing more blondes now that I haven't seen before. Before it was redheads. And, you know, now the blondes are coming in. So, typically, a lot of the blondes are Palladians. Not that that's 100% correct, but... I think they're probably trying to bring more of their life forms here to the planet. And that's kind of what's happening. So I would say that if you feel out of sorts, people aren't connecting with you, maybe they're kind of in a confrontation mode. That's the way the new clones are. And remember, these are just emotional bodies now that I've found. A lot of the new clones used to be human body that was cloned out, okay, with the genetics and brought back in. Now they're somehow changing that and bringing in and manifesting blueprint of the emotional body of a person. Well, that's here. So we have different life forms here that all look physical and human. So if you're trying to connect to somebody that you used to and they just don't seem to want to connect to you, well, maybe their program that they're running is not allowing them to do that. Maybe they're only programmed to connect to other alien species of the race that created them. So that's how I would probably answer that question. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. So what could this listener do, and other people who may be listening that could possibly be going through the same thing, what can they do to have that really deep sense of peace so that they're not feeling uncomfortable and dissatisfied with how things are?
Well, the first thing is, remember, everything starts with you. So if you are using other people's energies to make you feel good or whatever, that's not the way it's supposed to be. So you need to work on yourself so that you feel like you are doing what you would like to do and other people's thoughts and energies really not interfere with you too much. So otherwise, if you're looking for self-gratification outside of yourself from other people and they're not connecting to you, then you may feel, you know, abandoned, depressed, or whatever. But, you know, the main thing is to... work on yourself. You do some of those clearings that could help you. It's hard to say which one because everybody has different issues. But, you know, the whole thing is maybe, you know, if you haven't bought the unlimited, the emotional clearing after you've done the emotional whole lifetime one, then get that at least and do that. Maybe you're dealing with a lot of anxiety or something, but that's an issue that's inside of you. Okay? So nobody else's issue because you're feeling it. Other people could have it, and maybe people are coming to you with that same issue, and they're enhancing that for you and making you feel even worse. But the main thing is you know, the issue is what you're dealing with. So it's all in you. If you feel lonely about not having people around you, well, then you might want to get a loneliness clearing or something. Or you feel abandoned. See, that's your stuff. So... the reason why people aren't connecting to you, maybe just because they're not people any longer. They're not humans. So you could always do the clearing alien to light or clone to light. I don't know if the clone to light clearing is going to work with that emotional body. It wasn't set up for that, so it may not even work with that. But try it anyway. If it's an emotional body, it probably will not work. If it's a clone replica, which means that they took the DNA of a human, put it, we'll say, into a growing medium, and then all of a sudden, maybe after a month, out pops a human at the same age, we'll say that, they wanted to come down here, and that person now is walking the streets at that current age, and they are a clone replica who used to be here, then that clearing should work. But if it's an emotional body, that's a whole different life form. So I don't think that that one, I won't say I don't think, that one will not work for those people. As there's no DNA in there, that would be able to be connected to. It's a whole different species. But try those, you know, those clearings. You have to request them, but, you know, give it a try and see what happens. And look at their energy. Feel if they have any real energy with them. See how they behave. If they're behaving different than you're used to knowing that person, then you know that they're not, you know, they're on, you know, a different planet, we'll say. They came here from a different location or whatever. Maybe they had an orientation out there in the beyond on how to live on Earth. Then they got dropped in here. Oh, so it may not be you. It may be them acting that something's wrong with you because they're not calling you. They're not giving you cards. They're not doing this and that. And well, that's not what they're programmed to do. That's how I would look at that. And then also look at yourself. Find out why you're feeling those energies or why you're reacting to them. Because really shouldn't be. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Thank you very much. Yeah, and I hope that's helpful. And I would recommend, of course, as we always do, all of the tools that you've given us, like commanding that you're on the CLS Now timeline of light, that your spirit is in your body, that your thoughts are in your heart center, and make sure I like to make sure my spirit's connected to the mind of my body. And then just repeat, I now increase my life force energy and do the mind-heart drop. And then we shouldn't really have those kind of problems, right?
Yeah, and, you know, the movie's been out for a while. It may not be at the movie theaters, but, you know, Jupiter Ascending. Check out that movie if you haven't checked it out. Look at it a couple times. I'm waiting to see it again. I hope it gets on Netflix. But, you know, Jupiter Ascending, that's what's happening here. Also, you know, you may want to check other sci-fi movies so you can kind of see what's going on. Maybe there's people listening out there who are avid sci-fi movie fans, and maybe they've watched, you know, a dozen different movies in the last maybe 3 years, and maybe they can, in fact, if we could, that might help us out to help other people. I'm one of those people that are really, really like watching those movies, or maybe you only seen one or two of them. If you could just drop us a note, you know, I watched this movie, and this is what I believe they're talking about and what's in that movie, you know, how it's affecting humanity or what's happening, the storyline. That would be great if you could just send something, maybe, you know, a couple of sentences or so, not a whole lot, you know, because it's, you know, you don't want to get it too long, a paragraph maximum probably on it, but that way we can maybe have it posted, and you could go in, and people could look at it and say, oh, I want to watch this movie here about so-and-so. Well, I think if the one movie is the Falling Skies or something, you know, and you know, maybe just kind of give a little synopsis of what that's about, and people can go, wow, you know, that sounds kind of neat, you know, check it out, and yeah, I kind of see that happening here. At least the movies are going to tell you what the aliens are doing. They always give you a way so that you understand what's happening for some reason, whatever it is, I don't know. I would just think so that you're not afraid when they finally come here, you know. But yeah, I know all about that. I'm waiting to up on the ships, you know, because the movies talk about being beamed up, or I've heard practitioners talk about, you know, going into the underground tunnels or going into the hollow earth or whatever's there, and they're going to have special light chambers, and they're going to beam me up, and I'll be out of here. Well, you know, there are movies and people talking about stuff like that. So, you know, you might want to, you know, help us out so we can tell people so they can look at the movies and know what they're about. And, you know, if you're an avid fan and you, you know, have a great memory and you've seen a bunch of these, you can maybe jot it down, because I'm sure it would help lots of listeners know kind of what's going down the pike. Oh, even old movies, if you've seen an older one. I happened to just do some channel surfing late one night, on the TV. I don't normally watch TV, maybe like 2 in the morning or something. And all of a sudden, I saw an old movie that I watched years ago, probably, I don't know, 1960 or something, called The Time Machine. And so it showed the guy going back in time with his machine. I don't know what year it took place. I don't think they had cars then. So I'll just say maybe 1800s, and he created this or something. And then he went into the future with it, and he would land up someplace where the people are all dressed with white gowns, and they had this horn or, you know, outspeakers going off or whatever, and the people walked like zombies, and they were going down into this location underground. They were becoming slaves, and the aliens were eating them. That was back in 1960. So that's that movie. So you go, wow, why are they showing this back in 1960? Well, or in the 60s anyway. Well, it's because that's what's going down, coming down the pike. And anyway, so it might be good if people could do that. That'd be wonderful. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Okay, yes, and if you send those in, we'll collect them. I believe our moderator, Cindy's already got a list of the movies you've talked about, Ron, and little descriptions, so we can keep adding to that. That would be wonderful. So I have a question. How can we watch those movies and use that experience to help us be more protected against things that might the aliens are planning?
Well, I guess the first thing to look at is, when you watch it, do you get afraid? Okay, number one. Does your hair on your back, your neck stand up or something like that? You know, or you want to, like, turn the channel off or turn off the movie? Well, that means that you probably have been there, okay? You have had that experience if it really frightens you. Otherwise, it'll just be like, you know, you're curious. Well, you can always do a space clearing, have that running when you're watching it, okay? That could help you. Bring up the light beam. Feel a fear, then you want to do timeline crashes on it. And, you know, whatever's going on, get that out of you, because then you know that, wow, this thing gave me a great gift. I got really frightened about this energy that I saw, you know? And from there, I need a timeline crash, Jack, because that happened to me. Then look and try to figure out when it happened. Was it this lifetime? Or did it happen a month before you saw the movie? Did it happen, you know, a couple hundred years ago? Is it a soul family energy that's being pasted and copied on you? That's what they do on your soul families. Well, the soul family is kind of like the hive mentality. Everybody is there kind of working for a particular cause. And you all have that same information, and sometimes, you know, if someone else can't do a particular task, then somebody is a guinea pig and they do it, so they can all have that experience. Remember, you're here to experience, right? And unfortunately, the dark side wants you to have negative events from that, typically. And so from there, you know, you just know that, you know, do some timeline crashes if you tend to find yourself frightened or in fear or something. What else could you add, Ann? Anything?
Well, I was wondering if you watch a movie and you remain neutral and you just are fully aware this is just a movie, you know, it's not my experience, and you feel detached from it, then you're not going on timelines when you watch it?
Only if you get pulled into it, only if you have that emotional tug or something happened, then more than likely at that point, see, they only almost always want you, we'll say 99% of the time, when you're emotionally attached to something. Other than that, you know, you're just looking at something. So it can be a gift if that triggers something in you. Then you know you want to get rid of it. So that's the gift. If you get really frightened about it, then you know that you probably already had that experience, and it was done to you, or that happened to you, or you've seen it, and then you want to get rid of it. So that's why you want to do timeline crashes. And, you know, see how it also relates to the online healings that we have that deal with whole lifetime situations. Maybe, you know, it triggered a whole lifetime situation like anger, fear, you know, frustration or something, trauma, anxiety that you may have, you know, already stored inside of you. So that just came up as another event. So you reacted to it that way. So you want to get that out of you. That's the whole lifetime clearings. The timeline crashes are like a Band-Aid to get rid of a situation that came into your realm of experience. So you don't want to have that recycling in you. So you want to do the timeline crashes for that. But if it's a theme of your life, then you want to get that released. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And I really understand what you're saying, because I know if I watch, you know, a movie, any kind, my first choice of movies isn't anything science fiction, but though I have watched them. But anytime I feel emotional, I think just what you said, oh, that's a gift. Because now I know, wow, something like that still upsets me. So I'm going to clear that. I guess I was just trying to wrap my mind around, you know, making sure I'm not going into some unpleasant future by watching science fiction movies that, you know, the aliens are putting out. But I guess we'll just do the space crash and the timeline crash. So thank you, Ron, for that. And hopefully people will send some things in about movies. Okay, since we're on the subject, well, it's Paranormal Friday. I think I forgot to say that. And so we have a few paranormal things, Ron. One listener knows of a so-called, you know, healer who connects to a certain group in a country. And it's another country. And he's does attunements for other people, and he's working on himself to become immortal. And he does a lot of this, she says, going around the circuit. So he does things like goes to the expos that you go to and that kind of thing. So, meantime, there have been some tragedies, Earth-type tragedies, in that country. And this listener wants to know, is this so-called healer or dark arts guy, is he causing those problems?
Well, I don't know. I really don't know. I don't see how anybody could be mortal here unless they happen to take on or become an alien body here. Aliens can live for a long, long time, so that could be a possibility. But as far as, if the person's connecting to the country through maybe, I'll use the word, spiritual practices that country has been known for having, and then he's attempting to bring it out to the world, bringing people into that reality of that country, with those energies, that's what it sounds like. I don't know if he's causing a problem by connecting to more of those energies that the aliens want to feed in. I don't know. That's an interesting way to look at it. I do know that practitioners can bring in a lot of negative energies and cause problems in towns. That happened here where I am, in the town above me here, where a group of people came in trying to bring in the Palladian energies. That's what they told me anyway when I went to an expo, and bringing in some Palladian pyramid energies. And I got really funky that weekend that they were here doing their spiritual practices, and all of a sudden the town caught fire. I think probably half the town burned down. So that's... and they used somebody probably to, you know, a human body to light a fire. So the guy probably, you know, that's, I don't know if they had somebody that they may have arrested or something for it, but it's still based on them bringing in the energies here. Oh, it's very, very sad when people attempt to do something. I don't know if any other areas have had difficulties or problems by people doing their spiritual practices Oh, you could always watch the clouds in the sky. When there's a special event going on in a certain area, that will tell you exactly what's coming in because the clouds will form around the alien ships. I know Sedona is known for that, too, an alien vortex where ships come. Oh, you know, I just don't know what other areas have that, you know. They could, you know, bring in the energies and go into the people and cause problems. So that does happen. If you look at any of the pictures of hurricanes and tornadoes and all this stuff where you see those dark clouds, even see it now since there's a lot of weird weather patterns of hail, you know, in the middle states. Look for those clouds. That's alien stuff happening, you know. Look at the faces, you know. Well, maybe YouTube where you can have it and do a play and pause, and look at the alien faces in those clouds. Well, for most people, when I talk to them about that, they don't always see them. And I go, wow. Then you start pointing them out, and then they kind of get the hang of what they're looking for, a couple of eyes, you know, and a mouth or a nose or something. They may find more than you, you know, or more than me. So it's quite interesting to watch. And or just take your camera, you know, if you live in one of those areas, and just start shooting pictures of the clouds. Even regular clouds, if they're flat bottom, just start shooting pictures and then put it on your computer and see what you can find. A lot of the clouds now have the flat bottoms, and they have a rectangular box out of the bottom where they're sucking stuff up into it. And that will only last for maybe a few minutes. I normally see them on the freeway, and I can't get off in time. I get a good picture, but some of those boxes are really large. It's kind of like a vacuum cleaner. So if you happen to see a cloud with a square box, vertical lines going straight down, or a box-looking thing, what are they doing, you know? So, anyway, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thanks. You know, we have a listener wrote in about a movie. I recently saw Radio Free Albemuth. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. Albemuth on Netflix. Have you seen it? It was written by Philip K. Dick, the same author that wrote Do Androids Dream Electric Sheep, which was made into the movie Blade Runner. So there's one that people might want to check out. Okay, Ron, we're doing a lot of the paranormal and a lot of talking tonight, and we have a request for a sample healing. So I thought maybe we'd take a little breather from this discussion, these discussions, and may we have a sample of the anger clearing?
Okay, so here we go. So think of what made you angry. That's one of your buttons. So where does that come from? What part of your DNA got activated? Okay, how does it relate to you? Here we go. Releasing the energy. At one particular situation. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So the only reason why I do samples, and most people who are asking for samples, I would say probably, you know, most people, let's just use that term, is because they have not had that particular clearing, okay? So by asking for, you know, like maybe, they'll just use, use like an anxiety clearing or the one we just got through doing, an anger clearing. That would mean that you have not had your whole lifetime anger clearing yet, because if you would have, you may not even be asking for that clearing. And then if you are asking, that means if you actually had, you know, your anger clearing, that means that you must have and get on and do the unlimited version after you do the whole life so you can stay current because you should have already done that. So that's how we have samples to show you how this helps and can affect you so you can get rid of this stuff. But just doing one sample clearing will help you with that one particular situation. But you may have 10 million of them throughout your life. And so you may feel great because you got one released, But what about all the rest of them that you had stacked against you from your past? And they will bring forth energies into your future. Oh, you got to know your past reality creates your current reality, and your current reality of what you haven't cleared away creates your future. That's why you want to have clearings so that your little, blackboard of stuff, your reality, your slate that you have that you're working with is basically cleaned off, so you're not recycling the past. That's the only reason why you're dying is because recycling your past. That person who is trying to become immortal, unless he's an alien, has his own technology where he got rid of everything, he's going to have a pretty hard time doing that. In fact, it'd probably be impossible. Although the aliens could recreate him, all the time and make him look the same age. That happens. So, that's where we are. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thanks. Okay, this is an interesting, also paranormal, a person, and you've talked about this before, but more that it happens to women, and this happens to be a man writing in. And basically, he woke up after really feeling like he'd had sex during the night. And his first thing out of his mouth was, that was real, like before he was even awake. And he felt like his energy was drained, and it's happened to him before, once when he was 11, once when he was 19, and it's happened twice this past year. Is there a sex demon or entity trying to control me, steal my life force, and what do you think is going on, Ron?
Well, the answer could be yes to that. More than likely, you're probably out on timelines, and this is happening to you. So that means when you're on timelines, you're in the abduction scenario. Remember, timelines are all abductions. And from there, they run the programs and give you a script to play. And, you're normally the same person because they want to bring that energy back here, so they use your resonance of your body out there. So I would say it's probably more of the timeline abduction scenario, and that's happening to you. Now, from there, normally timelines, we'll say, would be where they gave you a role to play, a script to play in your this living life. The other abduction scenario is when they maybe make you into a sperm donor on a ship, we'll call it, and or a baby factory, So that's the other scenario that we normally don't talk about too much here. And so you could have offsprings in the alien realms there of people actually living, and or, you're helping out the test tube babies out there someplace as a sperm donor. Oh, for me, I would do timeline crashes on it to get rid of those timelines. Since you know about what had happened, at least the age anyway, then get rid of it. So that's what I would do. And very possibly what's happening is that maybe you woke up, changed your consciousness a little bit, and you finally woke up here because of that, and then you downloaded that experience. It's like a deja vu into this reality. Wow, that's really weird, So back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. I forgot to mention earlier that there is a fairly famous movie star who I believe is in her 70s now, who for many years has written New Age type books and come, kind of out in the public about her New Age-ness. And she's just written another book called So-and-So Meets the Palladians. So are the Palladians having a particular push right now that they want to be known and be more on Earth or something?
I think so. The Palladians, think they own us, That's kind of my scenario when I connect with the energies at times. Oh, yeah, they're like our forefathers or something here. But there's so much out there and different names of things and groups. But Anyway, I won't go too much into that.
Okay.
That's kind of what people think that they're pretty nice. There are physical Palladians here, you know, that landed here, and a lot of them seem pretty nice. I met, as I kind of scanned through different events that I've been through, I sort of maybe have contacted or seen maybe about a half a dozen of them, and they do seem like nice humans, you know, but the ones that I deal with are the ones that are not very nice, and they want to control things. So anyway, all different races have their stuff, so I don't want to just pick on one race, you know, as they're different. I have seen a lot of Aller Grays that seem very nice and very pleasant, and then you hear people talk about the pictures of the Grays and the abductions of them, abducting people. Then you have the Tall Grays, which are also another, you know, species, we'll say. So, you know, it's hard to say what's what, but you have to be just careful. You want to try to be yourself and not be controlled by these energies outside of yourself. That's why we always say when you pray or do mantras or whatever you're doing, you're connecting to something outside of yourself, and whatever that is, you know, you become prey, P-R-E-Y. So when you're doing a mantra, who's hearing it? What are you doing? Oh, you're not on your psychic billboard, that's for sure, as you want something to happen. But where else is it going to? What are you bringing to yourself, you know? And who's coming or what's coming? You don't know what these life forms are. Maybe you want to do a mantra, we'll just say, which sounds great, or world peace. So you're talking about world peace, and you're putting out a lot of energy because you really believe in this. Okay, so you're taking your emotional energies for world peace. Oh, and then all of a sudden, aliens can take that energy and up in a vortex because you're giving in the energy a landing place, maybe in you or in your room where you are, where you're doing this, to have stuff come in here. It's all invisible. If it was physical, I think everybody on this planet probably be scared to death, as they would see, you know, how many vortexes these good intentioned people are bringing forth and messing up the planet. Okay, so that's the whole thing, you know. The teachings of Jesus, you know, the kingdom is within. All you really got to know is you don't go outside of yourself. Remember, the aliens killed him, getting too powerful, in a sense, to self-empower people because he was doing emotional clearings on them. He was doing, when he was, in a sense, saving them from their sins, right? That's the process there. So the whole thing is, don't go outside of yourself. Don't bring in the violet flame. Don't bring in this. You don't know where it's coming from. You're going to get a nice vision, maybe a nice, soft, warm, fuzzy feeling, but that's what the aliens do, is work with emotions and give you that stuff so you think it's good. You don't know what it is, you know? Like, you know, seeing a little tail wiggle around the corner and you grab the tail and it ends up being a lion. You just only got a little piece of the tail. You thought it was a little kitten, you know? So you have to be very careful. And that's the whole process. Keep your energy to yourself. Keep your body temple sacred. Don't bring in stuff to yourself that you know nothing about it. You're not going to know what it is. People will tell you what they think it is, but they don't know. I'll just look at the shapeshifters on YouTube, and they have lots of people that look really nice, maybe beautiful women or handsome men, and all of a sudden, you know, like some of the newscasters I've seen years and years ago on YouTube, I don't know if they're there now or not, but they're talking, and then they start falling apart, start talking gibberish, and you see their eyes change and the scales on their face appear, and you go, wow, what is this, you know? So that's there. That's on film. So back to you.
Wow. Okay, Ron. And you mentioned the psychic billboard clearing, which is a wonderful clearing that's on Ron's website. It's $20 a month, and you can change your former billboard, your present billboard, and your future billboard. So it's quite a thorough clearing, and it's really wonderful. But a listener wrote in, very interesting, when I do the psychic billboard and other healings, I also run the alien remote viewing and alien holographic reality so that I am not spied on or having my perception of reality interfered with. I also use the alien mind fog and alien keyword disconnect, and I strongly recommend the harmonic frequency clearing so you can write the phrases into the boxes with no darkness in the wording. And I guess not just the psychic billboard where you're in each section, past, present, and future, you can write in what you want taken off of your billboard and what you want put in. So that is very brilliant what this listener has figured out to do it, and especially that part about making sure she herself is clear so that her phrases come out right. And she just, here's the question, Ron, and thank you for that helpful information. The question is, she thought she heard you say we shouldn't run these free healings, I think she means, all at the same time. Is that correct, or is it okay to run them at the same time because she finds it works really well?
If you have the same issue on it, then it's probably going to be okay. But you don't want to do one for one thing and one for another. Like example, you want to do a clearing, because you have a sore toe, so you put that up. You have another clearing because your back aches and you think you're under alien attack on your back. So and then you feel like, your ankle's being corded, so you're going to do a cording clearing. You want to keep the same issue. You don't want to run all over the map on your computer, so keep the same issue. And you could run, multiple clearings. But just know that your body has to do its own healing as the energy gets taken away from you. And so some people are perfectly fine. Other people might feel drained because the body now, once you have an energy block released from you, then your spirit has to come in to fill that space, number one. Number two, your body energy now has to come into that space to fill the space up of your body energy, because what you had in there was an implant or something. So just know that you could be a little sluggish afterwards. So everybody's a little different. If you do the same particular type of clearing, then you're probably going to be okay. The same type of issue, okay? I wouldn't change the issues, a whole lot. I'll just keep it kind of similar. That would be probably the best way.
Great. Okay, Ron, thank you. We have a couple of other questions about processes, so why don't I ask you these now. Do we have to be connected to the creation lightship being or have the web page facing us when clearings are done? Will it still be effective if we are around about in the house?
If you're around and about in the house, that's fine. Once the picture is up, the light beam picture. And most people just get a photograph of themselves. That could probably be pretty easily, done, the cell phones now, I don't know, you'd have to go to an email and print it out, but, picture yourself and pop it in front of the computer. So that's what I would do is something like that.
Right. Okay, and the same person has another question. When we're doing the spirit barcode removal for friends and family members who are not living with us, do we need to stay connected to the creation lightship beings on the web page, or can we just leave it run?
Oh, you can just let it run. So
right.
You're not the conduit. Well, once you put the name in and that energy, goes to that name, I'll say 95% of the time you're disconnected from that. But you might feel energies coming to you if the person has corded you, okay? Or you have an emotional attachment or something with that person. So you may feel the energy actually working on you because it's taken away the cord that they gave you, even though you're clearing them. Well, sometimes people will clear a person I go, well, I feel a lot better after that. And I didn't do a clearing for myself. Well, it's because that person was courting you, sliming you with their energies, connecting to you, and you had it taken away. So you could feel the energies taking place, you know, and you may feel lighter, we'll say, because, that energy was taken away from you, the person was giving you. Well, that's another way of looking at it. If you have somebody, typically parents, they will kind of subconsciously court their children because they want to make sure they're okay. So I can't say that's a bad thing, okay, because that's sort of just the way humanity is here. Some mothers, when they're, young children are in school, maybe for the first few years, they may know exactly what that child is doing and if they get hurt or not, you know. And so, that's another thing. Ideally, that should not be done, but I think it's just the way humans are sort of brought up, and you have that parental energy such you want to know what's going on because you're there to protect your child or children, you know. But when you get older, you really don't want to be connected that way. I'm sure people still could be. You may find, maybe you're doing something and you go, well, I feel kind of weird. You know, is my husband or wife having troubles on something, you know? And then sure enough, you get that phone call that they had a difficulty somewhere and you go, yeah, I knew that. I felt it. So it still kind of transfers on. But you do want to clear away those energies. So now instead of just one person having it, now there's two. And maybe the darkness wanted you to feel it because they couldn't penetrate you, but they wanted to get it and take it, to your spouse or something. Maybe your spouse didn't have quite, we'll say, I don't know if the word's right, but the protection or whatever, and they did something by hitting one of your family members, and now you're feeling it, and now you have to deal with circumstances because they broke into your family's genetic energy pool. Kind of putting it that way, okay? So, you want to clear it off everybody then. Well, back to you.
Okay, Ron, when you mentioned courting, and I think, that happens to all of us, I was wondering if we could perhaps have a sample of, could you do a removing a cord? I was thinking maybe from our face.
Sure, okay. So here we go. Recording, releasing the cord from your face. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okey-doke. So back to you again.
Thank you, Ron. Okay. Ron has said we pick up the energies of people who a massage therapist has touched. Does that mean that the massage therapist is getting rid of them by giving them to us?
That could be a yes statement. I won't say it's 100% yes, but it could work that way. It's sort of like passing the baton on, or throwing catch with somebody. You get a bunch of people who are throwing the ball around, So you have this, you work with somebody and they got this alien critter, this life form in somebody's shoulder. So you're a massage practitioner and you start rubbing their shoulder and the thing hops into you. And you might not feel it, but then again, you might. And then the next person comes in, and that alien critter goes, oh, I don't like this person. Oh, I'll wait for the next one, see what comes up. So maybe you have to work on 5 people, and all of a sudden they go, that's the person that I want to inhabit. And then they will leave you to go into that person. Now the person may feel great. They may have got their problem fixed. Now they leave with an alien or alien critter or contamination, whatever way you want to look at it, walking out the door smiling because you, practitioner, helped them, but they, now got other aliens, other life forms that are in your body as a practitioner went into other people. So that can happen. Shrink wrapping is a good thing to do. Ideally, you know, if you are a massage practitioner and you don't do deep tissue massage, you know, if you use some type of object, whatever, it could be a stone or a crystal or just something. I don't know if I would use a crystal. But, you know, we'll just say a stone. Then, you know, you might rub the person with the stone, and the stone will pick up the energy that you could wash, and it may not jump into your body. They jump into your body with physical contact, skin to skin, okay? Or, if, you know, even if you're working through the clothes, you know, it could still hop into you. So, watching the guy at an expo once that I went to, and he, I'm going a little sideways here, but he was using a crystal to open up people's chakras and to release energy blockages. These people around the massage table, all I saw him doing when he pointed the crystal at him was creating, you know, energetic scar tissue, even physical scar tissue afterwards. These people are actually screaming and crying, so painful. This is supposed to be a noted healer, and I think the person was from Ashland, Oregon, you know, probably very well known at the time. I go, holy cow, you know? And he goes, yeah, this is great. The people are really feeling this here, in a sense. This is what somebody told me that he was talking about, or that they understood. I never talked to the person. But, you know, the whole premise was, oh, yeah, they're going through all this misery and agony because and their blockage is released, and it's very beneficial. Anyway, that's why I would not use a crystal, because they can amplify energies or store energies, which we all know about, because your computer is full of crystals. Not be quartz, you know, but it is crystal energies that store your memory. Everything else. So we are using crystals, some form of crystals in your computer. That's why you have ROM. RAM, I mean. Well, that's it. And semiconductors are also crystals, you know. Silicon, and then you had before that germanium. What they have now, if they have anything that's newer, but that's the old days. Anyway, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. I would think that possibly using a crystal could make things magnified, right, and kind of make things worse. But I like the idea of stones. So that sounds good. And then you can wash off the poor stones that pick up the dark energy or the pain or sickness energy. So someone else was asking us a related question, Ron, that does the same thing, the transference of energies, happen to doctors and nurses and other medical practitioners that would happen to healers and massage therapists? I would think yes, right?
I would say that would be yes, uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, we have an interesting testimonial. I have been running timeline crashes and space clearings on a gazebo where my family member is planning a party. The place was kind of run down, and I found a vortex there. I ran 1,000 timeline crashes, drove past it yesterday, and it looks transformed, clean and newer. I asked if they had cleaned and painted it and was told no. Very interesting.
Yeah, very possibly what could have happened was it had a different timeline attached to that location. And so maybe it looked dingy. Maybe it was, maybe the paint was bad, you know, or looked contaminated or old. And by changing the timeline, could have brought in, you know, the newer energy. Maybe it was painted, we'll say, a year ago, okay, but what came forth was from another timeline. Maybe it wasn't painted for 10 years, okay? But you're viewing a replication, which is what timelines are, another alien scene with your eyes, okay, like another motion picture that was a long time ago taken of this here. And that was brought in, and then by doing timeline crashes, the original one that was here that was being used to bring forth the old aim forward. That's why you do timeline crashes. That's why when I do that with people and I do the expos where I actually make them real again, that's why they feel much better and feel different, because now they're human, we'll say, because they have their spirit energy with them and their body energy is being brought back to this current reality instead of being out there in the beyondo as a replica living here. So you're living here as a replica. The real you is someplace, knows where, but I bring the real you back. So back to you. Looks like we probably got, we can probably go to 5 minutes after, so we do have a little bit of time left.
Good. Yes, I was going to ask you, but I had a feeling we could keep going. So, okay, we have another really interesting email here I'm looking forward to reading, but I was wondering if we could do a sample run before we keep going. Maybe a sample of the anxiety clearing?
Okay, so anxiety, here we go. Think of your anxiety that you're dealing with right now or that you have dealt with. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So what happens with people, remember, you're living on multiple timelines, not knowing it. And the past timelines can come into your current reality, and you can be maybe experiencing that or feeling the energies from it. Feel really funky some days. I go on and Google the date, check the date out. Maybe there was a big war that happened, you know, 50 years ago or whatever, and that war started in that day. And maybe you happen to be in that war or your ancestors, okay, got killed or something. And remember, just think of all the, it seems like what I can recall hearing about years ago, you know, and all of a sudden you hear about December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. So right away, that day of that has so much negative energy on it. That's kind of like the 9/11 event, you know. People relate to that, and there's so much negative energy there, but those are just two dates. What, maybe something happened like today on June 5th at some time, and, you know, that's probably why we got the anxiety clearing, I think, and maybe somebody's feeling anxious, because maybe something happened today 50 years ago or something, you know, I don't know. And so all of a sudden you got this whole group of people, maybe something happened where they had this, you know, large bombing, we'll just say. Doesn't matter who did the bombing, but all of a sudden everybody around that particular area, the town, now got really angry with the opposite, with the other group that would bomb them, okay? So they have all this energy now, and you could have been there, or you could be just feeling it being like an empath. Well, you may want to check the dates just to kind of get some awareness, and if you do get a date on your computer and you go, wow, that feels like it. You know, I can read this and my body kind of feels like this is what happened and why I'm feeling anxious or stressed or whatever, then do timeline crashes on that. Do a lot of them. As it'll recycle next year for you. Maybe it's been recycling your whole life. Now you finally understand why you get upset, you know, on June 5th, you know, or whatever. So, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. Yeah, good to put those dates in the natal barcode clearing, too. Okay, Ron, a listener wrote in, I think, about a week ago asking you about some kind of code machine, and you weren't sure exactly what they were referring to, as I recall. And they wrote in to say, the code machine could be called a scrambler-descrambler. It is sectioned out into multiple holograms, so you can't destroy it unless you use multiple frequencies.
Okay. Well, that's I'll think of that. I'll put that on my list here to see what comes up.
Right. Maybe you can find it or figure it out to get rid of it.
Remember, there's always information in everything that's being stated and said. Even if it's really, really negative, there's always some type of gift in an experience, something that somebody's talking about. So it's always good to look at it and to realize that, yeah, there could be something going on. So, yeah, I'll check that out and just see if that happens to help me out some way currently or maybe in the future. It only goes out about, you know, a few days anyway, so we'll see. So thank you, caller.
Yeah. Okay, yes, thank you so much, listener. We really appreciate everybody writing in the comments and the emails. If you have anything, anytime, you can send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, by the way, just a reminder. So we have a really interesting email, Ron, about ley lines and grid lines, and I think we have talked about this before. So this woman is saying, I've tried to see the distinction between ley lines and grid lines. I've heard that ley lines lead to water and the grid lines are electromagnetic. So if the grid lines are in the inner earth and connecting to us, we as the human with the free energy the aliens are using to power themselves somehow, and if the ley lines are using water, which has an energy, this would explain so much. You have clearings for both and have recommended the grid line clearing to block their access to our feet, meaning the aliens' access to our feet, and then close down the crown chakra and clear the head out from how they get us through the head. And then, in addition, we're 70% water. So I wonder if the ley lines are connecting to our emotional bodies.
Yeah, I'd say that's 100% correct, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, this was, thank you so much, listener. That was brilliant. And then she just ends with, between the ley lines and the grid lines, I can see the hologram looking like cages for humanity, truly a prison planet.
Yeah. Yep. I agree with that.
Is there any kind of a sample grid line or ley line clearing we could do on the show, Ron, for people?
Well, not exactly. I would just keep doing that Earth Protect clearing. That's helping out a lot with different energies here. So if you can do that, that would be great. And also the environmental clearing. The environmental one for sure.
Thank you, Ron. And I just looked at the time, and it's really time for us to say goodbye. We'll be on again tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. Pacific time.
Yep, so here we go, everybody. Let's do the mind to heart drop. So you have to command your spirit out loud. You can whisper it. Take the thoughts in your head. You have to tell it what you want to have done. Remember, you're really commanding your spirit to do this for you. All healing is a command. So you have to command your spirit to take the thoughts in your head. That's the darkness. That's the mind energy. That's the alien transmissions to you. That takes you away from your peace and drop them into your heart where it can be neutralized. So here we go. Dropping down, and I count from 10 to 1 backwards so you can feel the energy move. Once you do it a few times or a week, you can just say maybe 3, 2, 1. It'll still work. But for the newbies, I always do 10 to 1. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Hey, everybody. Blessings. Tomorrow is our show where we go to the light shift. And since we're the first week in June, we're going to be going to the food court. So blessings. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, people behind the scenes. We'll see you later. Thank you for people who sent in their questions. Bye, everyone.